VOA News.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Sunday a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Ghani said Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban to the announcement. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island on Sunday. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
2 weeks ago, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 to flee their homes. Sunday's event is the third strong earthquake to rock the island during the past month. The annual Hajj pilgrimage began Sunday. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual pilgrimage at first light in Saudi Arabia. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
The five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zariah Shakili.
This is VOA News. President Trump is pushing back against the story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to a special investigator looking into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump is insisting that White House lawyer Don McGahn isn't a rat. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump responded to a New York Times report that McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, providing 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. Trump says he's allowed McGahn and others to testify, saying, "I didn't have to. I have nothing to hide." Trump calls Mueller's investigation McCarthyism at its worst, a reference to the indiscriminate allegations made by Senator Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s in an effort to expose communists. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American military spokesman says U.S. forces will stay in Iraq as long as needed to help stabilize regions previously controlled by the Islamic State terrorist group. The spokesman talked to reporters on Sunday. He said the number of American soldiers could decline depending on when other forces from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization deploy to help train the Iraqi army. There are about 5,200 American troops in Iraq now. Thousands of stranded people are waiting to be rescued, and officials are pleading for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. Heavy rains hit the state over the weekend, slowing attempts to deploy rescuers and get relief supplies to isolated areas. More than 194 people have died there in the past week. 36 are missing. More than 300,000 have gathered in 1,500 shelters. The death toll in the bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy, has risen to 43. Firefighters found three bodies, reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter early Sunday, inside a car that had been removed from the rubble. Israel on Sunday closed its only crossing for people on the Gaza Strip. Officials say humanitarian cases, however, will be able to cross the border. Brazil says it is sending troops to its border with Venezuela after immigrants were blamed for attacking a merchant in the Brazilian border town of Pacaraima in the state of Roraima. The troops are scheduled to arrive Monday. Over the past 3 years, tens of thousands of Venezuelans have sought refuge in Brazil from Venezuela's economic, political, and social crises. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.